Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it.
Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo.
Oh, but the two most appreciated words in Kansas City are good morning, that you hear every single morning on this station, 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you. Did you guys make it through the day?
Oh, I did, man. I made it through the day, all right.
Oh, my.
What was there to make it through? I did some leaves in the backyard, went for a nice walk, went to a middle school basketball game.
We got Frank the Tank over here. Went to Home Depot.
Yeah. Made some chicken cordon bleu that I got at Hy-Vee last night. It was really good.
So it was like frozen?
No, it was they pre-make them in the butcher department.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Fresh. Yeah, awesome, man.
Is that French?
It is. It's French for chicken of the blue.
Cordon means of the.
Cordon.
Yeah, cordon means of the, yeah.
Sacre bleu.
I think so.
I thought that meant what the hell. That's what
I really have no idea.
I don't speak
French. No, I don't know. But it was good. And I had another one that was stuffed with cheddar cheese and broccoli as well. It's fantastic.
If you're English when you go into the bathroom and English when you leave, what are you when you're in there?
European.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likas. Now, I just... Heavy traffic yesterday on social media, man.
Like, oh, was there?
I went home and did the leaves,
I heard from
too.
Others there was.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hi. It's like, I thought Ben Heisler texted me. No, he sent one out for the masses. And I was like, oh, yeah, we talked about a stadium.
Yeah, stadium, man, it tells you it drives traffic. People are so interested because they want to know where these teams are going to end up, right? And if they end up in Kansas, great. If they end up in Missouri, great. Long as they end up in one or the other, I don't care.
Yeah, it was interesting day yesterday. On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. Wednesday today, as we march on, I wasn't going to get, like, super salty towards Buffalo because, like, we had this discussion yesterday about Buffalo-Cincinnati, and I was kind of telling myself, like, there are obvious reasons why you don't like Cincinnati, right? The narrative we gave or the analogy that we gave was,
I don't like it because of the fans.
Right, or the fact that, like, the only thing they really do that irritates you is talk a bunch of bull junk.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Buffalo, it's like, they're, like, to me, the more competitive team just because I think I fear their quarterback more than I fear Cincinnati's, and that's, like, saying you fear a shark or an orca, right?
Right,
like,
yeah,
they're
exactly.
Both, like,
they're
deadly.
Both really good.
Yeah. Right, but, like, one... One is just, to me, a little bit more, you know, scarier than the other. And then this clown, Cam Stewart, and I don't know who he is. And if he wants to join the show or we want to send this out, Heisler, looking at you, if you want to send another video out. I don't understand this guy. And the thing I will say about football is I love the Bills and Chiefs rivalry because it's clean. Now, I understand that Josh Allen flops and maybe Mahomes flops too. That's part of the position. It's part of the game. Brady flop,
I've
right?
never seen Mahomes flop in my life.
That's awesome. It's happened. I hate to say that.
Nah.
But they all do it. And the thing is, to me, is that this is the best sort of competition, best rivalry, because the Buffalo Bills beat the Chiefs. Now, it's in the regular season where it doesn't matter. Like, if you're going to lose to Buffalo, it's fine to lose to the regular season, but they don't beat them in the playoffs. So Buffalo gets their enjoyment between September and January, whereas the Chiefs get the better enjoyment between January and February. And
do you think, though, that Buffalo fans still care about winning a regular season game against the Chiefs?
No.
I mean, we'll talk to Buffalo people throughout the week beginning, I think, today, right? And so we'll talk to these guys because I'm thinking about, as you're talking about, like, I don't know that Buffalo fans care anymore about the regular season game because they know it really doesn't matter and it doesn't mean anything until they do it in January.
Right, and they've won the last three. So, I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is really awesome. It'd be like if you're the Royals, right, and you're up on the come and you've beaten the Yankees the last 2 years in the division series. Like you've gone, what do they play, 6 games? You go 4-2 the last 2 years.
Right.
But you get to the ALDS every year and lose.
And
you're
lose.
Like,
that's
doesn't cool
matter.
If we go 4-2 over the season, but if we get the ALDS and lose, I don't care.
Right.
This was Cam Stewart, kind of a huge Richard. Probably already my Richard of the Week,
is
Richard of the Month.
Is he just a fan?
I don't know. I think he's a fan of Seattle. He works at Sirius Radio.
Oh, he's a radio host. Okay.
Yeah, and he's got two Seattle, in the video, he's got two Seattle Seahawks helmets in the background.
Right.
And then he goes on this tangent, and I don't know why the Chiefs hurt him. If he's a Seattle fan, that doesn't make sense, but this is his rant.
I'm so sick and tired of the Chiefs smoking mirror job. They should have lost it. They could have lost to the fucking Bucks. They got so lucky against Denver. Buffalo.
The Ravens.
These guys are, like, honest to God.
The Falcons. All these teams should be
them. Kansas City fans, not personal, okay? Like, if I meet a Kansas City fan, you could be the nicest guy in the world. I hate your team, okay? And I hate the way they get benefits from the NFL. Yeah, Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck. I want him on the deck.
If you had to put the New England Patriots 17-0 season from 07 against this 17-0 season...
I think the Patriots
absolutely mop the floor with them.
Mop the floor. The Patriots used to beat teams by 45. They don't ask referees for help and block field goals to win games. The Patriots season was legendary. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
I know. I'm just thinking, like, would the story be if he's the first quarterback to go 20-0?
I couldn't give up.
Buffalo, best team
Buffalo.
Ever.
Buffalo. Like, no. Yeah. Spite bet. I love Buffalo. I love the people there. I love the food there. And I want something positive to happen for these people. Haven't they been through enough? Kansas City. Oh, we're in Kansas City. We're living the great life. We win every week.
Taylor Swift will also be in attendance. Kansas
City. Who cares? Throw her in the falls.
Okay. All right. That just sounds like low-hanging fruit. Like, that guy clearly...
Sounds like he's got a wedgie that's all the way up his ass.
Yeah, I listen to talk show hosts like that, and I go, you went into your show unprepared, because that's what that sounds like to me. And
he you're said just it's gonna, nothing personal.
And you're just... I'm going to go a little bit personal then, I guess, but you walk into your show unprepared, because you're like, oh, what am I going to talk about today? Am I going to make a case for a 3-win Jet team or a 3-win Patriot team to make the playoffs, which is happening nationwide?
Yeah.
Am I going to debate who should be the quarterback, Joe Flacco or Anthony Richardson, or can I just go in there and rant about the best football team potentially that the NFL has ever seen? It's not how you win games. It's whether or not you win games. Right. And I am so over these people who continue to say that the Chiefs, got lucky here, got lucky there. You create your own luck. You create your own success. You create your own failures, quite frankly, in this world. And so when I hear somebody talk like that, it just sounds like a blowhard that's sitting around that really doesn't have much of a clue about anything. And so he's pontificating on Sirius satellite radio where he gets to drop the F-bomb, which is kind of cool. Not going to lie about that.
No, right? I would love to.
Kind of cool that he gets to sit there and drop the F-bomb like that. But in the big picture, it's just a bunch of low-hanging fruit, and it's just a guy that's sitting there screaming and yelling about nonsensical stuff. The Chiefs have created their own luck. You look at what they've done defensively this year. Mm. They're fifth in the NFL in giving up points. They're giving up like 17 points per ball game. That's not luck. That's not referee help. That's not smoke and mirrors. That's actually going out there and playing defense and stopping, I don't know, the Baltimore Ravens and holding them to 20 points, who are going to have the MVP and the Offensive Player of the Year on their roster on the offensive side. They held them to 20 points. Mm. Cincinnati has Joe Burrow, 25 points. Atlanta, everybody loves, 17 points. The Chargers, they held to 10 points, who is God's gift to the free world right now, if you ask NFL fans. Mm. New Orleans sucks. San Francisco, 18 points. Tampa Bay, 24 points. And then the Denver Broncos to 14 points. Those are defensive efforts that you cannot sit there and say are smoke and mirrors. That just sounds like a guy who just doesn't know football and has got nothing else to talk about, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then you take the unnecessary shot at the end to say toss her in the wall.
Yeah, like what are we doing like that? Yeah.
Well, he's trying to sell content.
I mean,
and it's working because it's on the show.
Well, it is, but I think you have to start to expose people who are just ignorant. And that's an ignorant person with a really bad take. That's an ignorant take because it's not true. The Kansas City Chiefs are better at coaching. They're better at playing. They're better players. They're better at GMing. They're better at life than everybody else is in the NFL right now. And when people are better at life than you, you throw darts. You try to bring them down. The jealousy shows out. And that's when you know that you've arrived. arrived. This is finally the time that the Chiefs arrived because people are out of answers. They're out of solutions. They're out of things to say. And so they want to take shots at Taylor Swift. They want to take shots at the Kansas City Chiefs and say they're lucky. And I challenge that guy. How much Chiefs football have you watched this year, pal?
Not only that, but it's the thing that I think is interesting that he says there is that, you know, he has nothing personal, but he wants to see Mahomes on the deck.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. Like, you start wishing ill will towards people. That's like what Mike Florio did. You can't say that you want to go out there and wish Mahomes would be on the deck. That's just socially unacceptable. I don't even do that, and I'm socially unacceptable. So I just listen to that guy, and I hear just ignorant stuff. I hear sports talk radio from the 90s where he's trying to get people to call his show and vent with him and all that kind of stuff. It's just an ignorant ass take.
And what's funny is I don't get that from like Buffalo people.
No, you don't. Because Buffalo, I think there's a good respect between us and Buffalo. Like Buffalo knows where they are, right? Yeah, we beat you in the regular season. But by God, you got our number every year in the postseason. And there's just nothing we can do about that until we go out there and beat you. And I just don't understand what benefits he's talking about. The Kansas City Chiefs effing schemed the block field goal, and people are acting like the refs are involved. Like, go fly a kite, man.
And again, we don't care about him, as, you know, people would say, well, who cares about, you know, a guy that doesn't root for? It's more so the fact that, like, this is, I think, the problem with the Buffalo Chiefs rivalry is that this is not, to me, in my opinion, this to me is not what the Buffalo Kansas City rivalry is.
Right.
This is a respected rivalry. This is, you know, in golf, you go play with the guy that, you know, you win one round, he wins the next. You win one round, he wins the next. It's dead even. Like, it's not dead even. But look, man, Buffalo's hurt this week. Buffalo has, if you want to give the Chiefs a little bit of the, you know, the disclaimer of like, well, they won by a toe, they won by a call, they won by the Buffalo's played damn near perfect football. And that doesn't work in the NFL because the Chiefs haven't played perfect football.
Right.
Right. Like, the Chiefs haven't been perfect. They, you know, like I said, they won by a toe against Baltimore. They win by Jamar Chase going off on the referee.
But good teams get their feet down inbounds.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just like people like that, like they try to like make this whole like fake argument. It's like,
and that's what that is. That does sound fake, Dusty. I think you nailed it right there.
And I think the thing about it is, watch the end of the game. Like, you'll see Mahomes and Allen dap up more closely than maybe Mahomes with any other quarterback.
And he didn't do it last time in the regular season because he was so pissed at Kadarius Toney. Yeah.
We missed the greatest play in franchise history with that play because of Kadarius Toney's clown ass. Oh, I was there and it broke my heart because I had no idea what happened. That's the disadvantage about going to games instead of being at your home on TV.
I was like, we scored.
And then everybody's like, no, they overturned it. I'm like, why'd they overturn? They're like, somebody was offsides. I'm like, and they're not showing it, so I have no idea. Right, and it was just depleted.
It was done.
Minute 23 left in the game. By the way, the Patriots did get lucky. I just watched a video of it. They played the Ravens. 4th and 1, they went for a 4th and 1 run, got stopped. Apparently, Baltimore called timeout.
I don't know if you remember this.
Baltimore called a timeout.
Are you talking about the 17-0 season?
Very next play, Tom Brady throws it over the middle, holding Baltimore. Automatic 5-yard first down. Next play, in the end zone, incomplete pass, pass interference. Next play, in the middle, over to the left side, touchdown. Patriots win with 40 seconds left.
Okay, do me a favor. Yeah. Go back and look at the Giants' regular season game that year and see if they got lucky in that one. Because the Giants almost beat them that year in the regular season as well.
But they blew out everybody,
There was a 38-35 final in that game towards the end of the season. The Giants almost beat the Patriots in the regular season. They took care of business when it mattered most in the postseason. And so kind of a little bit of a foreshadowing. Spags on the sideline there figured things out, went and beat Tom Brady's ass in the Super Bowl. Luck. There's no luck in the NFL. It's what you create. It's how you create it. And to sit there and hear people talk about the Kansas City Chiefs like that is absolutely bizarre. But, you know, I want to know what benefits the Chiefs have gotten this year. Mm. What benefits have the Chiefs gotten this year? Because he's acting like the referees are out there giving this team benefits to win football games. Well, and they're just not.
They're giving them W's, man. Sorry. I've got a message I got last night about you that fits to the end of our show every day. And Mac Morey was on After Hours, and he had a funny little take last night what I want to bring up as well. But we get to a guy who was technically washed on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I do want to dive into something real quickly here because I think the world is a better place hearing nice things more often than not. Bob had a guy reach out to me last night. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I didn't want to tell you ahead of time. I want to give you a surprise.
All right.
So I got a message last night from a guy named Jordan.
Okay.
And he said that you had been in a smokehouse.
Yep.
Recently. Says he works there.
Mm-hmm.
And that his stepdaughter got to wait on you.
Yep.
And that he was super jealous.
Okay.
He said, but if you could, give Bob a hug for me tomorrow. He's a huge reason why I'm still alive to this day. I have the voicemail saved on my phone that I will always keep. And what I tell people is to go do nice things for people because you never seriously know what that could do for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a guy at the Community America Bank when I did that a couple weeks ago. And Sarah from downstairs was with me.
Right.
And it was cool because she brought up at Buffalo Wild Wings when I went out and saw Bink and those guys. And she was like, man, that was pretty cool the other day. And I was like, what are you talking about? And this guy came up to me and he was like, hey, love the show. Love you and Fesco together. I really loved Kling. I was like, we all did. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
You know, facetiously. And he's like, no, but seriously, I really love the way that you end your show to tell people to go do nice things for people. He goes, because I come from addiction and suicidal thoughts. And I was like, okay, man, well, I'm glad that this is a good void for you and a good thing to do for you. So I bring that up because, you know, there's always, you know, enough, you know, people in the world that like to send hate and send stuff out there. But I thought it was a good time to share that on a Wednesday to, you know, kind of give you a little bit of light to you're doing the right thing.
Well, you know, and I know Jordan for a while now and he's reached out and, you know, going through some stuff and, and know, so you lend a hand. I mean, like why wouldn't you? And I just did what I would think a normal human being would do at this point in time, right? Like somebody needs help, you help them. They offer themselves to you,
mm-hmm.
and you offer yourself to them. And if somebody comes to you and says, I need help or whatever, then you go help them. Like Jordan was, I met him for the first time at the American Royal Barbecue years ago. And he mm-hmm. said, hey, I heard you're going to be out there. Stop by my tent. So I did, met him. And then we developed the friendship. And he started telling me, hey, man, I'm battling this. I'm battling that. I'm going through a lot. Can you help me? Is there anything you can do? And, you know, so we go back and forth and whatnot. And then he was looking for a job. So I said, hey, go work at Smokehouse Barbecue. And he told me the other day, because they're going to promote me to bartender right now. I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. His stepdaughter was in there. You know, and she did have the opportunity to, or we had the opportunity to be served by her at Smokehouse Barbecue, and she was awesome as well. And I want to thank my guys at Smokehouse Barbecue for taking a chance on Jordan as well, because they didn't have to do that. And that's why Josh and his family that run Smokehouse Barbecue are some of the greatest human beings in Kansas City. And I love those guys, and I'd do anything for them. And Joe, who works the Zona Rosa location, obviously made the hire and hired Jordan. He's doing great things. And I check in, you know, behind the scenes on Jordan. How is he doing? And everybody says he's doing great things. And so when you think it's dark and you think it's down and there's nobody there and whatnot, you're wrong. There is. There's always somebody there that you can reach out to, and maybe it's one of us, and maybe we can turn some things around for you. So, Jordan, I love you, my man. Keep doing good things.
Speaking of nice things, I did a nice thing last night, and I listened to my old show that had Dr. Mackenstein and Drew Nixon on it and Blake Schneiders, and they had a funny out-of-left-field question. They said, what's a sport that you're better at while boozed up?
Oh, God. I don't exercise while I drink.
And I thought, Mac, you said what, darts?
Yeah, darts, billiards, pool, like pool basketball specifically.
Yeah.
See, I feel like billiards.
Pool
I get,
basketball, huh?
Billiards, yeah. I feel like I get worse at because, like, the eyesight starts to go and the touch goes away.
What darts, about foaling? Are you better at foaling when you've had a couple in you or or not? Yeah.
I mean, the one time I beat Mitchell Schwartz, I had a few. Yeah, so yeah, I'll take it.
Beat a former athlete, Bob.
Hey, you beat a former athlete at anything.
I mean,
I don't care what it is, especially, hey, you beat Mitchell Schwartz at something that he did. Too, like snapping a football at times. You beat Mitchell Schwartz in that. You wear that as a feather in your cap.
And then I feel like darts I can get a little bit better at. You guys said cornhole is like the number one.
Cornhole's up there
for me. Tossing a bag into a hole at like while you're, you know, leaning on one leg already anyways. Yeah.
So. I told you about the ultimate cornhole comeback we had when we were in Portland, right, a couple of years ago. It's 4th of July on our friend's cul-de-sac.
Sounds sexual.
And they've got this cornhole tournament.
Comeback.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I'm like, when I drink, I don't want to stand. I just want to sit and talk.
Oh,
and
really?
Like, I'm not a, I don't do games, all that crap.
No beer pong?
Nothing. Give me a conversation. If I'm at a bar, just sit around and talk. You want to play pool? No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't. I just want to. That's probably why I have 17 beers.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything else, doing nothing else. And that's why, like, folding, you have like two beers. You're like, man, I broke a sweat. I'm ready to go. Let's do this thing, right? Because you're active and it's fun. So we were doing this cornhole tournament. And like, do you want to play? And I'm like, I'm not really into it, but whatever, fine. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a big neighborhood deal, right? Like, this is a big deal for the neighborhood. neighborhood. And so I'm with my buddy and we're down 13-2. I walk that son of a gun off 15-13, wow. Hit the last second, you know, cornhole, whoop, right through. I was so fired up. That was July 4th, 2023. Haven't had an athletic achievement since. But I'll tell you what, you know how pissed people were on that cul-de-sac in Portland, Oregon, when we walked out? They're like, you brought a ringer in. I am not a ringer at all when it comes to cornhole. But I will dominate in the Chiefs parking lot, Ralph. I'll tell you that right now.
When we finally got to who it was.
Who what was?
The person that you played.
No, Ralph in the Chiefs parking lot. We set up the cornhole. We play out there.
Yeah,
we have it going on out there. I don't know who the hell these people were in Portland. I didn't care. Beat their ass.
In other news, Travis Kelce did not finish number one in People's Sexiest Men Alive.
He didn't? I did? I won?
Mm-hmm. No, Jim from The Office won.
Really?
Yeah. John, was it?
Krasinski?
Krasinski.
Yeah.
Jim from The Office. But speaking of Travis Kelce.
2x2 with eligible receivers. P. Ryan. Shades to the right. Far side of the field of Mahomes. Marks had a call. Now they motion to set up three eligible to the right. They throw right. Cut. Touchdown. Kansas City. Travis Kelce just pivots inside and now ties Tony Gonzalez with 76 receiving touchdowns. The best in Kansas City Chiefs history. And the Chiefs on 4th and 2. Gamble. And roll a 7, or is it 87?
Very well done, Mitch.
Yeah.
So I think the thing that's hilarious about Travis Kelce is that Travis Kelce flexed the league and he flexed some local media. Because I'm going to stand on this platform today and say that I was wrong about Travis Kelce. Now, again, I didn't say that he was washed or that he was, I said he was turning into Jason Witten. Which what
the broadcaster?
I meant, yes. So what I meant by that was I thought that he was just going to be situational and red area available. I'm going to start saying red area now. I just came up with it. Just that's my move now. I'm not. No, red zone.
Red zone's done.
It's only on Sunday with Scott Hansen. Take a seat.
Do you think they trademarked that? That's why people are saying red area.
I'm just going to say red area. I think it's awesome. It makes me feel a little bit more professional. But and I was wrong. I thought he was going to play the Jason Witten role of the Dallas Cowboys when he was kind of towards the end of his career. I was like, you know what? Travis Kelce's good for about 3-4, 35, 50 yards, maybe a touchdown here or there in the red area. And I was wrong. So Travis Kelce was letting Rashee Rice be the trailblazer. Nate That's Taylor right. joined this show back in week 2 and said maybe this was Kelce showing us all that he's passing the torch to Rashee Rice. Like, look, dude, I can still do it. But if I don't have to, I'm not going
That's
to.
That's exactly right. You and work smarter, not harder, correct. Right?
And it's like, I know when my time's coming. My yeah. time's coming when they need me and they ain't got anybody else. Now, they've had DeAndre Hopkins the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, really. And, you know, Kareem Hunt's been nice. But Travis Kelce leads the NFL in receptions over the last 3 weeks. This is Travis Kelce's average since week 4 started, and Rashee Rice went out early in that game and was nothing in that game because he got hurt, didn't have anything going on. Travis Kelce, since that game, 6 games, is averaging 8.6 receptions a game and 71 yards.
That's pretty good. You'll take that every day of the week.
Right. Man. And in those games, right, these are his games. 7 for 89, 9 for 70, 4 for 17, whatever, 10 for 90, 14 for 100, 8 for 64. That's a total of 52 receptions for 430 yards. Yeah. He has a total, Bob, mm-hmm. of 499 yards on the season.
So he's at the halfway point basically, right?
He's on pace to have 950-plus yards receiving.
Yeah.
He's going to have probably 85 to 90 receptions. And it may not be 1,000 yards, but boy, would that be a flex and a middle finger to everybody that was like, well, I don't know. Now, again, these numbers may not be here if Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, correct. And all those guys are there. Guess what? They're not.
They're not. Yeah.
And you had a security cheese blanket with Travis Kelce to know that, hey, they're not going to be available. Now we kind of have to use you more than we thought we would. And again, the Chiefs are also at a beneficiary here because if they do have the luxuriousness of the last 2 weeks of the season to just camp it away, even if they are undefeated, you can still be like, hey, Travis, the next 2 weeks you're off, relax, do whatever you want to do. We'll have a bye. You'll come back. Now, maybe he doesn't sit the whole game, but maybe it's one of those games where he just kind of does it through the motion and gets through it. But Travis Kelce, literally, I apologize because I thought you were going to be more like a Jason Witten rule. No, you're still Travis Kelce because you're averaging 8.6 and 71 over the last 6 weeks.
Well, and that's the in case of emergency break glass type thing, because as I said going into the season, Rashee Rice was going to be their number one option. It was the guy they were most impressed with and in love with in training camp. And it started out that way until, you know, he got hurt on the sidelines. And so then you have to go to the bullpen and you're like, all right, Mariano Rivera, why don't you come in here and close out games for us right now and see, you know, what you can do with Patrick Mahomes. We'll go back to that well. And the whole game plan going into the season was to not utilize Travis Kelce that much during the regular season, just like they did last year. And I know that ticks off fantasy owners or whatever the case may be, or however you approach football games. But Andy Reid doesn't approach football games that way. They approach these games with how are we going to get better each week to lead us to the playoffs and keep people fresh. So when we do get to the postseason, everybody is fresh and ready to go. The people that may be fresh and ready to go are Isaiah Pacheco, Charles Omenihu, Hollywood Brown, guys like that, instead of Travis Kelce. Injuries happen. Things didn't go their way at the beginning of the season from a health standpoint. And so Travis Kelce emerged and, you know, became the Travis Kelce that we all knew and thought that he was going to be in the postseason. He just had to do it a little bit earlier, and he's having his way. It looks like he's having a ton of fun doing it as well. And that's why you go back to that blowhard who started the show with saying that the Chiefs received benefits. I'm still trying to figure out what benefits they receive, because they lost their top two wide receivers and their number one running back in the first month of the season, and they're still sitting at 9-0. That's not benefits. That's called being better than you. That's called being good. And I would bet you that the scores of these games probably would look a lot different had you had your full arsenal and your full complement of weapons that were going out there and playing every single day. And that's just not the case, right? They had a lot of guys get hurt. They're winning games with people you may never have heard of at the wide receiver spot. They had to go out and get DeAndre Hopkins. But through it all, it's been 15-87. 15-87. 15-87. And when games need to be won, who do you throw the football to? You throw it to 87, and he's still there in the rest of the league. Based on the stats that you just read, still can't stop Travis Kelce, who a lot of people say is washed and past his prime. And he's giving a nice little middle finger to everybody and saying, nah, I'm still here and I'm still pretty good. I was just saving it for good, and that would have been the postseason, but I needed it earlier because everybody else got hurt.
Yeah, in their first three games, he has 69 yards.
Nice.
And then since then, the last six, 430.
430, because he's needed to be that
guy. Yeah. Which means if you want a prop bet this weekend, take Travis Kelce over 5.5 and over 65.
Are those the numbers, 5.5 and 65?
He's normally right around 5.5, 6.5 receptions. I think last week it was 5.5.
Who's going to cover Travis Kelce this week? Because that Matt Milano, who for years we've been told was going to cover Travis Kelce, is hurt yet again.
I will be 100% honest with you. I don't know if Mac is in the same boat as this. I am staying completely away from this game.
Are you really?
I want to just sit back and enjoy it with a neutral, you know.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'll bet. And the other thing I like about it is I'll bet a lot of noon games. Like, I'll do like a parlay.
Everybody's playing at noon.
Yeah. I'll just bet a bunch of noon games. Yeah. And then when it gets to the, you know, the 3 o'clock game and it's the Chiefs, are you putting any, you're staying away from this game? Like, you don't want to, or are you going to do some sort of like,
I mean, the Chiefs are an underdog in this one.
Yeah, that's why it's tempting.
They are now underdogs.
They were plus 2.5 earlier when the line started. Yeah.
I thought it opened up at plus one Buffalo.
No, plus 2.5. Yeah, they were the dog.
2.5 on DraftKings, plus 1.5 on FanDuel.
So I would, if I was anywhere near this game, I would probably take some sort of Josh Allen prop of rushing yards.
Yeah, I like that.
Because he's got some weapons out. His tight end, we still don't know, because today's the first day they start talking. The Dalton Kincaid injury, but they still have Dawson Knox.
Right.
What's the receiver, the young kid that he likes to throw down the field to? He's out.
Yeah, Keon Coleman's out.
He's out. He's already been eliminated.
Yeah, they already said he's out.
Yeah.
And this is gut check time for Buffalo. I haven't looked at their schedule. I haven't looked at how many serious teams they played.
It's a hard schedule after us.
But I think they get the bye this week, and then the Chiefs and Buffalo switch.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why if you win this game, like, you have literally, you're gone. It's over. Like, AFC is done.
But look how big a game this is. Did you know the NFL today is doing their pregame show live from Buffalo this week?
Oh, wow.
They never do that except for the Super Bowl. They never go on location.
It's like college game day.
Yes. They're doing their pregame show, the NFL Today pregame studio show. They're moving at the Highmark Stadium, an on-site broadcast for the pregame show, because that's how big a regular season game this is. I don't know that we've seen a regular season game this big in a very, very long time. And so they're expecting everybody and their brother to be watching it. They're treating this as as the biggest game of the year outside the Super Bowl. I love the fact they're doing a college game day type thing and bringing this thing on the road. They should do that more often. That's a lot of fun.
Before we get to our weekly poll, Bob, let the people know that coming up they can win some money.
Yeah, you can qualify to win $500 to Hy-Vee each day at 640 this week. We will play a highlight of a Chief we are thankful for. If you are caller number six and know that Chiefs player, you will qualify. We'll take five qualifiers and announce our winner at the end of the week, and you're going to get a $500 gift card from our friends over at Hy-Vee.
So I was in the garage, and I thought about the poll question.
Okay.
Who do you think is more important for the Chiefs dynasty? The Bills or the Philadelphia Eagles? I have thoughts. Because without Philadelphia, you don't have Andy Reid, you don't have Brett Veach. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Veach was a young understudy in Philadelphia. Andy brought him over.
Right.
Andy's the head coach. Without Buffalo, you don't have Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Or Xavier Worthy. If you want to throw in a little bonus point.
Throw a little bonus point.
But I would also say, you don't have Mahomes if you don't have Veach or Reed.
That's right.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But from all the videos and all the audio that I've heard, Veach was the first one to get down to Lubbock.
Veach was the first guy down there.
And to see this talent and then disappear. And then we hear the Sean Payton story where he was like, we went down there and like, this guy's throwing in, you know, gale force winds. And like, he's, you know, doing all these things. He knows the questions before we even ask him. We got to get out of here so no one else knows. Well, time out, buddy. Brett Veach was already here.
Yeah, he was there already. Yeah.
Right. So it's interesting, and Mac, you can chime in on this. Who do you think's more important to the Chiefs dynasty, Philadelphia or Buffalo?
I think it's definitely Philadelphia, because if Philadelphia doesn't make the move to move on from Andy, we don't get Andy here. We hire somebody with a Kangol cap on, and here we sit, right? And we're probably gone. Look at all the teams that hired the same year of Andy Reid. I think the majority
Chargers,
of them.
Arizona. Kansas City. Philadelphia.
Philly, yeah. I think all of them have gone through at least three head coaches in their organization since Andy Reid has
Philly
come here.
Philly, for sure.
Philly, definitely. Arizona, Peterson, definitely. Too,
yeah.
Chargers, clearly.
Right.
They've gone through three head coaches in 5 minutes. So, like all these places that could have had Andy Reid and we got him have gone through at least three head coaches since then. So you'd be talking about more reincarnate. We wouldn't be where we are right now without the Philadelphia Eagles saying, hey, and it was the right time in Philadelphia too. It'd been a long time there. Andy Reid was kind of struggling there at the end with losses. I think they had a couple back-to-back losing seasons.
It was just an ugly divorce.
It was time. It was time to go. And so he was ready to come to Kansas City, get something new going here in Kansas City. Beautiful hire by Clark Hunt and everybody involved with that. And here we sit. So Philadelphia, to me, is much more important than the Buffalo Bills are, because if we don't have Veach and Reid, then we don't have the opportunity to trade with Buffalo to get Patrick Mahomes, and we're scratching our ass with Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Mahomes pushes you through that level maybe once, that first time. But Andy Reid's been able to sustain this success. I mean, look at last year's Super Bowl run. I mean, my God, there were two wide-open touchdowns, even against Philadelphia. You got Kadarius Toney wide open, Sky Moore. Well, that's Andy Reid scheming. No wide receivers. Yeah, everyone, oh, this offense sucks. Andy Reid's like, hold my beer.
And
it's going to be fine.
What other NFL head coach, other than maybe Mike Tomlin at this point in time, could take what happened in the beginning part of this season with Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and Isaiah Pacheco, all of those guys getting injured, your three biggest offensive weapons, allegedly, or three or your four biggest, if you factor in Travis, going into the season, out.
No one.
Done.
No one.
What other head coach is doing what Andy Reid was able to do? And that's why it bothers me so much when jackass blowhards outside of Kansas City want to start talking smack on this team. Know your facts, Cam Stewart, Sirius Satellite Radio, before you open your pie hole, unless you're enjoying pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving.
You see Cookie Crumbles got pies they're giving out for Thanksgiving?
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Key lime pie is one of them, too. I'm just not a big sweets guy. Like, if I'm going to Thanksgiving, I'm filled up on the sides.
Oh, for sure.
And then, like, I'll take home the chocolate pie, which that sounds nasty.
Chocolate pie?
No, you know what they did on Thanksgiving? They put a little homemade whipped cream on top with chocolate, like, basically pudding in the middle with a homemade crust.
I'm not a chocolate pudding guy. Yeah, never have been. Give me the vanilla. Never liked
Absolutely.
The chocolate. Yeah.
I like the chocolate.
Like a French silk, are you talking about?
Nah, that's like moussey, but that's my number one pie.
French silk?
Yeah,
okay.
Without a doubt. French silk, key lime, lemon meringue.
Give me a coconut custard pie. I know you don't like the coconut.
I don't know if I've had that, but I love coconut.
You do love coconut?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you where, the Corner Cafe up in Riverside.
Okay.
Best coconut cream pie you will have. Marge from the Royals got me one on my birthday during COVID. It was beautiful.
I loved it. Coconut's just like nature's pubes. That texture, man.
I mean, you got to go there.
It's just that texture, dude, you know?
I wouldn't know.
Like, I can't drink pulp in my orange juice because I feel like I'm just drinking the nectars of pubes with orange juice. College football rankings came out last night. I know Max locked in because I heard their topic on it, and I'm interested to see if he'll bring that back up with what he and Drew talked about. Plus, there is a new threat in college football, but don't forget, you have your chance to be thankful this Thanksgiving if you can name a player of the audio.
Yeah, if you know who this chief is that we're thankful for, be caller number 6 to 913-586-7965, and you will qualify to win that $500 gift card at the end of the week to Hy-Vee.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Kareem Hunt, the running back, goes in motion to set up a strong side. And now Mahomes looking right. Now the back of the end zone, caught! Welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom! Your first Kingdom touchdown! Kansas City set up with an incredible 35-yard catch in the middle of a circus. And he catches 8 yards deep in the end zone. And the Chiefs take a 9-7 lead.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5, The Fan.
Right back here on 96.5, The Fan. Drive careful out there. It is dumping rain, man. Soaked roads, soaked souls. Tri-Tex.
That's why we did the leaves yesterday. We got ahead of it.
That's right. You getting ahead of that throat over there, my guy?
I am. It's okay. Getting better. Yeah.
Getting better?
Actually, I don't think it's from, like, I got phlegm now. So I'm thinking I caught something, whatever you had last week, you know?
Oh, so you're getting that neon green stuff
coming
up. Yeah,
it's starting. Yeah. But that's good. That means it's getting better, you know?
I don't hate the taste of it.
You're not supposed to swallow it, from what I was told.
No, yeah, you chuck it out.
No,
man.
No, I mean, you are supposed to swallow it, I think.
What?
No. My whole life, my grandmother told me to spit it out.
Yes.
Spit it out.
Always.
Couldn't hear a truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant, but the minute you went, spit it out. And then I read an article the other day that says you're not supposed to spit it out.
Well, and once you're swallowing.
The green snot.
Aaron Rodgers would tell you that, too.
Yeah. He'd be like, you need to like actually put it in a shot glass and add a little cayenne pepper to it, and
that's
then
let it
ferment.
Anybody taking advice from Aaron Rodgers is a damn fool right about now. Worry about playing football, because you can't do that either.
You think we can go a day without mentioning him?
Well, you guys brought him up, not me.
Yeah,
but then you open the door and I kick it down.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't say Bob.
Because if you open that door, you know I'm barreling through the Aaron Rodgers door.
Gosh,
that guy's a turd.
Turd in the punch bowl. College football came out with their rankings last night, Mac. Anything that you disagree with? Probably a whole lot.
Where the hell's Georgia?
Come on. Their quarterback's Carson Beck. He needs our prayers. Not because he's bad, because he's ugly and he sucks.
Ugly and stupid.
He's gonna lose his girlfriend, man.
Yeah, man, he's going to lose everything, bro. It's crazy. He was a top 10 pick.
They should bench him, shouldn't
they? He was a top 10 pick because somebody said he was. This is why, like, these mock drafts, people are like,
way to go,
Mac.
That's my fault.
This guy's a top 10 pick. He hasn't played a game. How do you know? And then people, like, put these guys up here, and it's all year talking about how great these guys are, and 90% of them suck.
Way to go. Who needs to get benched more, Carson Beck or Aaron Rodgers?
I would say Aaron Rodgers.
He's 40. Carson Beck's at least 20.
Exactly. Yeah, he's half his age. Yeah.
All right. Anyways,
I thought it was pretty good by the committee. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I thought it was great that the Georgia was out of it. Mm-hmm. I thought BYU was maybe a couple
Miami's
spots too
out of it.
Yeah, I thought Miami dropped a good amount. That was good.
They still have them as 4.
Well, they have them as the 4 because they're going to win their ACC.
Win the ACC.
But they're actually the 9 number seed.
Yeah, because Boise State's the 13th seed, but they're in as the 12th
seed.
They're in as the
12th. Exactly.
Because what did they win? The Rum Dum Conference of Sisters of the Poor or something?
What are we talking about? Numbers. But I thought they made a good point on McAfee's show yesterday. Heather Dinich, college football analyst. She had to say about a certain team.
Is the fifth team from the SEC potentially coming if Notre Dame loses? Is that the only way you think that maybe 5 SEC teams get there, and especially a 3-loss one?
Yes, because I think if Notre Dame loses, that opens the door. But think about this, too. What if you have BYU as the runner-up in the Big 12? If you have Colorado as a two-loss Big 12 champion and BYU's only loss is a close game to Colorado, then do you have two Big 12 teams in? To me, that's going to be a good debate for the selection committee. A three-loss SEC team or a one-loss BYU Big 12 runner-up?
Nobody wants the Big 12 teams in this thing, do they?
No, like, just they just want one.
That's all
you
have. Because you have to have it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Colorado. Right. You want Colorado.
Well, you do, yeah. But
so there's
got to win
that
thing.
Everybody wants.
Right. Yeah, of course. It's a show, right? With Dion and all that, right?
It's
entertainment. And I couldn't tell you the BYU coach gun to the head. I couldn't tell you who that guy was. I don't know. But everybody knows Dion Sanders. I fancy myself a little bit as a casual college football fan like everybody else is, right? Are you going to watch a BYU team where you don't know anybody, or do you want to tune in and watch Colorado? You're going to tune in and watch Colorado. So the smart move is, you fix it so Colorado gets into the college football playoff.
If you need more college football information, you can go to the biggest college football nerd I know, Drew Nixon, the 249 podcast on the 96.5 The Fan app page. Go check that out. It's fully loaded. Releases today, I believe.
Yeah, new episode coming out today. Yeah, right after the rankings. Real quick on your note of what the committee would want, I kind of went through, I put on my Bob Fesco hat last night on After Hours.
Right.
And I said there are four teams that the committee's looking
at. Foil's expensive these days. Yeah. You can borrow mine.
Go to Costco.
Colorado's number one. That's who the committee needs in there. They're looking at this list and they're like, we need to.
No doubt.
They need to win that conference and we need to push them in there. Any way we can shove them in, that's the story.
It's why Notre Dame is always around.
Colorado, Utah
bring
this weekend, baby. Colorado, Utah this weekend.
Boise State's number two. Ashley and Ginty having the best running back season since 1988. So many storylines. They're going to want him in.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, because they're Georgia. And then Cam Ward in Miami, because it's the one quarterback that they can actually put on the main stage and say, this guy can maybe play on Sundays?
Right, maybe.
Maybe, that's
maybe.
It.
Maybe, yeah. There's a lot of maybes out there at the quarterback position. But some of the matchups are kind of cool. Boise State going to Columbus. I kind of like that one. That'll be fun. Notre Dame, Tennessee. That's a good little matchup there. Ole Miss, Penn State really doesn't do much for me. I don't know. It just doesn't. And then Alabama, Indiana. And the Indiana thing is interesting because are they going to be able to keep Ronzoni out there as their head coach? Because that guy may be headed to a bigger and better program, even if he's got this contract with Indiana. Indiana, I don't know if, and I'll say this because I don't know, but I don't know if they have staying power. It's Indiana football, right? But if one of the big boys, where's he going to go to?
Florida State. Wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, Google him. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude. That guy's done way more. 10 wins at Indiana. They're like every Saturday. It's like Indiana now has 9 wins, most in college. Not most in school history.
Yeah.
Indiana has 10 wins. Most in school history.
But I will say, if that ends up panning out where it is Alabama, Indiana in the 10-7 game, the winner gets Texas. I am rooting for Alabama in that one because I do want to see Alabama and Texas play. So that would be a cool one to see kind of flush itself out. I don't have no interest in BYU. I know I'm supposed to. Ooh, the Big 12, BYU, get the hell out of here. Let me have Colorado in. Oregon being the one seed, obviously,
Andy
is
Reed
legit.
Might not like that take.
I know. I don't. Sorry, Andy. I don't know your guys out there. I'm sure
they play Kansas this week.
BYU does.
And Kansas might have shown everybody what that team should have looked like last week. They housed Iowa State.
They did, man. They really did.
And that was, to me, I understand Iowa State.
Too little too late, though, right?
Oh, yeah, way too late. But that was a neutral site. I mean, there probably weren't any KU fans there.
There were probably a lot more Iowa State fans.
And you know Iowa
there.
State. We were talking at the landing. If I was an Iowa State fan, I'd have made it a weekend. I'd have gone to the KU game at, what, 2:30 on Saturday?
Yeah.
And then I'd have stayed at my Airbnb overnight, had a little fun in Kansas City, and then I'd have gone to the Chiefs game at noon since it was a noon game.
I think a lot of them did, because I saw a lot of Iowa State gear at the Chiefs game on Sunday as well. Like, Iowa State fans travel. I love Iowa State fans. They come down here, take over Kelly's. Like, Iowa State fans are the best traveling fan base in the Big 12. Love those folks down there. And they make, because it's Ames, Iowa, you're coming down here, you got a lot to do, and you got a good football team. And, and Rocco Becht is a good quarterback. I think he's going to be really good moving forward in college football. But I like Iowa State a lot. So I'll root for Iowa State any day of the week. But BYU, I'll tell you what, man, you got your work cut out for you to hold on to that spot, because everybody's waiting. It's like when you're waiting for that girl to break up with her boyfriend and you know she's going to date you next.
Mm-hmm, BYU, that's me, baby.
Everybody's waiting for BYU to lose so we can put Colorado in that conversation.
Come here, Sydney. I know Greg wasn't the one.
Isn't it sad, though, we talked about all the locals having a good year, none of them are even in contention for any of this?
Mizzou's got a chance.
Well, Drew laid out the map.
Mizzou's got that. Remember when the Chiefs made the playoffs because you needed, like, Denver to lose to San Francisco?
Yeah,
you
needed that. Missouri is 23.
But this is crazy, man. I'm mad that we're doing this at the end of an hour. The SEC is finally, like, human, right? Like, we're no longer in the world of it's Alabama's, time for 5 years. It's Ohio State's time for 5 years. It's Georgia's time for 5 years. NIL and the portal have made everything more like watered down in the SEC. Like, now you're going to have like 2-3 lost teams. You're going to be like, well, they lost to Tennessee, they lost to Georgia, and they lost to somebody else. That's a stronger loss. And that's what I think Mac was trying to get to with the Missouri route.
Yeah, Missouri, I think if they go 10-2 and have, like Dusty said, 6 or 7 things happen, you can lay it out. Drew laid it out on After Hours last night for K-State as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to be big KU fans in 2 weeks. They play Colorado at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
If KU can beat Colorado, that gives K-State that chance.
Yeah, and you're also looking at, a lot of SEC fans, and Mac, you can probably attest to this. How pissed are you that Texas is the best team in that league
so,
right now?
So annoying, man.
K-State's got a good chance, although I don't like it because somebody wants to rub my nose in the fact that Colorado lost to K-State. K-State lost to Houston.
Yeah.
How you doing? 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas State Athletics. Missouri at South Carolina at 3:15. Great game. We'll see if Eli lets Pine throw the ball again.
That is a good one because Carolina's 21 on the rankings this week. Mm-hmm. So Missouri has an opportunity to not only get a win, but a good win.
Exactly. Finally, go on the road in a big environment and win. They didn't do that at A&M. They didn't do that at Alabama. Now they go to South Carolina, the last big game on their schedule. And then obviously we know where Mac's going to be at 6:30. You're not going to hear from Mac.
Where's he going to be at 6:30?
All attention in Athens, Georgia. It's Tennessee and Georgia.
Georgia. Ooh,
that's got to be College Game Day, right?
I honestly don't know if it is because our quarterback...
Well, they're at Buffalo Chiefs this weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Our quarterback may be out, so hopefully that's he's healthy.
Right. Yeah, no, I saw he is out. 100% ruled out.
K-State.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah, I saw it last night on Twitter. Yeah, it said he was 100% ruled out for the game. Yeah.
Are you trolling me?
No, 100% not. No, oh, I did. I saw that last night. Yeah.
So funny. Text line. K-State's ranked higher than Colorado. What the F are you all talking about? K-State's ranked 16th, Colorado 17th.
Yeah, and Colorado has Dion, and K-State doesn't. If it comes down,
Do you believe? Nah. You don't believe.
Look, you can rank Colorado wherever you want. If there's an outside chance of them getting in, they're getting in. K-State doesn't bring anything to the table like Colorado does.
But they bring it to 96.5 The Fan, where you can hear all of their action, including Thursday night's basketball game. That's right, basketball is being played, and their football game on Saturday, which hopefully they win because they lost to Houston. That's embarrassing. You play Arizona State at home this week. You better take care of business. 9-point favorites. Hey, Donnie. Ema. Sal Capaccio joins us. He's the Josh Klingler, the sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills. He's on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.